Chapter 5. Faye was a borderline workaholic. She knew how to have fun, and she did so on a regular basis. But few things could prompt her to avoid a job that needed doing. Time at the museum, breathing dust instead of soot, seemed to hard-driving Faye to be exactly what her daughter needed to recover from the shock of Tilda's death. They passed through the museum's main display area, heading for the inadequate workroom that served as both repository and laboratory, but addressed neither function well. Faye was in a hurry, but Amand lingered among the displays, asking, "When are we going to tackle this stuff?" Faye's very intellectual response was, maybe we'll work on it next week." This job had come with an unexpected problem. The museum's existing displays weren't remotely interesting to the casual tourists the museum was intended to reach. Well, Faye was making a presumption when she inferred that the Historical Society was reaching out to tourists. It wasn't like anyone had ever written a mission statement or done any planning whatsoever. It looked to Faye like someone, or a lot of someone's, had piled a bunch of old stuff in this old building and called it a museum. Faye was such a history nerd that it was a marvel she hadn't married a 90-year-old. If it was old, she was interested. Rosebower was a fascinating little town, with a history full of spiritualists, religious reformers, and radical feminists. Faye had expected to find a cute little museum, amateurish but fun, needing only her